regulating your airwaves.
Turn it up, turn it up.
The Countdown Show with a twist. Counting you down your top eight of anything and everything.
Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch, Prezi plain Jane.
Yep. Yaga, yo, mic check, 1, 2. These are the OGs of the rap games. Welcome to Regulate, and I'm your girl, Abby Wasabi, so you already know it's about to be mad. Today we're going to be counting down the top 8 male rap artists of all time. These are the MCs that top the game, lyrical geniuses that set the pace in the world of rap music. Dropping the beat at number 8 is the original Dogfather himself. Yes, yes, it's Snoop D-O-double-G. 1, 2, 3 into the folks. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Discovered by the legendary producer Dr. Dre in 1992, Snoop Dogg was a true rap prodigy. Born in Long Beach, his nickname came from his mother because she thought he looked like Snoopy from the Peanuts cartoon. Snoop's first album, Doggy Style, in 1993, one of my faves, even though I was only 1 year old when it came out, climbed its way to the number one spot on the Billboard's hip hop and top 200 charts. From the depths of the sea, back to the black Snoop Doggy Dogg, monkey at the dot, went solo on air. Shout out to the G-Funk era. His career has spanned over 30 years, showing not only his versatility, but his staying power. From movies to sitcoms, to a brief and successful alter ego. You remember Snoop Lion? Uncle Snoop, as he is affectionately known, is a certified rap legend. At number 7, it's Ice Cube. The original hip-hop gangster, O'Shea Jackson, aka Ice Cube, was the face of the most aggressive, impactful, and most militant music group of all time, N.W.A.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Their music was way ahead of its time in terms of addressing police brutality, racism, and oppression in the United States. The group's second album, Straight Outta Compton, in 1988, rocketed the young men to fame. Anchored by the controversial hit F the Police, the record made them one of the most contentious groups in the music business. Cube's involvement with the NWA came to a screeching halt in 1989 due to conflict revolving around finances. Ice Cube later launched his movie career with a highly praised performance in the film Boys in the Hood back in 1992. He went on to have major roles in several other successful films, including Friday, Three Kings, and Barbershop. Bouncing in at number 6, it's KRS-One. This OG could do it all. Unbelievable live shows, powerful lyrics. He could battle any MC, probably pound for pound, the best well-rounded MC in the list. He inspired an entire generation and paved the way for others to make it in the game. KRS-One is best known for his top hits Sound of the Police, Love's Gonna Get Ya, and My Philosophy, among others. He is widely considered as an influence to many well-known hip-hop artists such as Tupac and Eminem.
I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
But of course, you know Eminem would make the list. Eminem, Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers, whichever of his names you choose to call him, standing strong at number 5, this rapper, record producer and actor, was known as one of the most controversial and best-selling artists of the early 21st century. His Slim Shady LP album in 1999 sold several millions of copies, won 2 Grammy Awards and 4 MTV Video Music Awards. Talking about numbers, Eminem is one of the fastest rappers ever. In the third verse of his track Godzilla, he raps 224 words, containing 330 total syllables. This comes in at 10.65 syllables per second and 7.23 words per second. Even just saying that, I nearly lost my breath, so that is absolutely phenomenal. At number 4, it's Rakim. A leading figure in hip-hop, his skill on the mic was only matched by his ferocious delivery. He was part of the legendary duo with DJ Eric B, and many consider him to be the greatest lyricist of all time. The fact that he is known as the God MC is all you need to know about this New York rapper. His album Paid in Full is the template many today's rappers use and showed he was ahead of his time and ahead of the game in general.
Listen to me.
We'll be right back in minutes. Yeah. Red Radio.
All right, all right, all right. It's the top three now. Some of you are making guesses already. Well, at number three is the handsome Mr. Nasir bin Oludara Jones, aka Nas.
Now let's get it all in perspective for all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with.
Born in New York, Nas started rapping in 1991. And 3 years later, he released his debut album, Illmatic. The Bible of hip-hop and rhyme, as some would call it, his album hit a massive success. In 2006, Nas was ranked 5th by MTV on their Greatest MCs of All Time list.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat.
In 2012, The Source ranked him 2nd on their list of top 50 lyricists of all time. And in 2014, Nas was featured on the 10 best rappers of all time list by Billboard. So why would you doubt he's on our number 3 list? Number 2. It's another New York giant, husband of our very own Queen B. Yup, it's the Jigga Man, Jay-Z.
Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is Ho.
Considered by many to be the greatest rapper alive, Jay-Z is a self-made billionaire whose rap career has only been surpassed by his business ventures. He founded Rockefeller Records, and his debut album, Reasonable Doubt, was a sign of all great things that would follow.
H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo.
Jay-Z holds the record for the most number one albums by solo artists on the US Billboard 200, along with 21 Grammy Awards, which probably is going to get some more along the way. In addition to 13 successful albums, Jay-Z has an array of business ventures, including Rockaware, Rock Nation Sports, the 4040 Club Sports Bar chain, his cigar line, his music streaming service, and that's literally just scratching the surface. Before we get to number one, a word from our sponsors.
Solve all your financial errands at the convenience of your digital devices with Leo from UBA. Leo is an artificial intelligence that caters to all your banking needs, from fund transfer, bill payments, buying of data, opening an account, and so much more. Get Leo today on iOS, Facebook Messenger at UBA Chat Banking, and WhatsApp on 234-903-001-0007. UBA. Africa's global bank.
Let's show you how it's done.
What is your name?
Red Radio. Feel the pulse.
Welcome back, people. You're listening to Regulate, and this is the top 8 male rappers of all time. Talking about rap and other genres of music, be sure to check out Sounds of Time right here on Red Radio. They got the best of jams, a music playlist that will get you grooving all day. So, a quick run through our list so far. Number 8, we have Snoop Dogg Dogg. Number 7, Ice Cube. Number 6 was KRS-One. Number 5, Mr. Slim Shady, aka Eminem. At number 4, it's Rakim. Number 3, Nas. And number 2, we had Jay-Z. And of course, before we drop our number 1 pick, I must give you some honorable mentions. So we have LL Cool J, Heavy D, Run DMC, DMX, and Big Daddy Kane. And for our number one spot, plot twist, we had to give the number one spot to two of the greatest ever. Yep, you guessed it. It's Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G. Without a doubt, these two are the icons of the rap game.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces.
Born in 1971, Tupac Amaru Shakur was raised under the Black Panther philosophy, which greatly influenced his music. A poet, an actor, a rapper and an activist, and the embodiment of hip-hop culture, he was a powerful voice who lived his truth and was ready to take on the world.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old.
His albums were legendary and his voice was unmistakable. He was the face of the West Coast Rap and Death Row Records, and his beef with Biggie was one of the most legendary rap beefs of all time. Like, I remember just being a kid and I would listen to Tupac back to back, and then I'd listen to Biggie's album and then just be like, oh my God, look at how these guys are going for each other. It was literally, it was a good time in terms of music, I think. Their music was amazing. But let's get back to the original program. For the first 10 years after Tupac was killed, 6 albums were released and each had hit records. 15 years after his passing, a hologram image of Tupac showed up at Dr. Dre's concert in Coachella and everyone literally freaked out. Tupac is essentially the Elvis Presley, you could say, of like the hip hop community. He's literally never gonna fade out. He's never gonna die. His counterpart, on the other hand, Christopher Wallace, aka Biggie Smalls, aka the notorious B.I.G., was born in New York in 1972 and gained exposure to limelight by features on other artists' singles. His debut album, Ready to Die, in 1994 made him the central figure in East Coast hip-hop world and restored New York's visibility at a time when the West Coast hip-hop was dominating the music scene. The notorious B.I.G. has accumulated certified sales of over 40 million copies worldwide. Biggie was described as the savior of East Coast hip-hop and considered one of the greatest rappers of all time. So what did you think of our list? Or better still, do you have a countdown that you'd like us to do? If so, reach us on our social media handle at It's Red Radio. That's at It's Red Radio. And let's hear from you. All right, you know the vibes. It's Abby Wasabi, and I'm signing out.
One, two, three, in the place to be.
Your home for much more music and lifestyle. Red Radio, powered by UBA, Africa's global bank.